N6CLX mobile monitoring.
Six, this is KO4NUE. Name is Chad. How are you this morning, sir?
Hey, Chad, KO4NUV. This is November 6, Charlie, Lima X-ray.
Am I along for the ride with you this morning?
Hitting the I-85 going the correct direction. In many ways, the other side looks like a parking lot, but not my problem.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm on Highway 8 with an empty fuel pod behind the truck. Headed to get 220 gallons of diesel fuel. But I gotta head to Campobello Way first. So just got on the road and started looking for somebody to ride along with me. What you up to this morning?
Work location. I'm running a little behind. I'm getting ready to leave. It's 7:30 as usual, and almost slipped and fell on my back because I had to rerun the dishwasher this morning, and good thing I did because the hose had popped off and it was draining the drain water under the sink and all over the floor.
That ain't good. I hope you got all that up before you left.
Yeah, sure did. There's a reason why you take all your old bath towels and throw them in the garage.
They make good shop rags when they get worn out.
They make excellent nesting material for moths, I found out.
So where you headed? Where you work, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, no problem. I live in just over in Greenville County, off of 14 in Pelham. And I work over in Spartanburg on the far side off of Business 85, just about where it rejoins 85, so 25-minute commute or so.
Yeah, well, I'm based out of Campobello. I'm mobile right now, and I'm up in Pickens County. Just crossed over Highway 178, I believe. And came up here to deer camp, check deer camp out, and make sure everything's good to go.
Camp over there, can't remember where, Liberty or something.
There's a lot of storms up here on a daily basis. Well, not daily, but I guess where these mountain ranges are, these mountain ranges kind of make little weird weather patterns, I guess, the only way I can describe it. And a lot of high winds often, a lot of air ground lightning often. So I've got a 2-meter antenna stuck up, probably about 60 feet in the air. So I try to keep an eye on it and make sure it stays in working condition.
Lightning will do some weird things. I had lightning hit a tree years ago at another house. Came across the yard, went into a line that went from the house to the detached garage for lighting. And, boy, did it blow out a bunch of stuff.
After 1,000. Hang on. Gotta keep an eye on that kind of stuff, you know, because, it needs to be in working order, and the only way to do that is just keep an eye on it and, you know, test things out.
Yeah, that lightning strike I took, the first plug coming into the house was a plug where the old tape, pardon me, micro cassette tape, telephone answer machine was. That tape was blown across the room.
Good grief, man. Woo! What else did you get?
In the garage, I had, still got the Swan, my Swan 700S. I had that powered by a monster up power supply. I had to rebuild the power supply. The power supply I built took the brunt. Really, it didn't do much, except the finance fuse on the power line. On the power side, the finance glass fuse was turned into carbon dust.
I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I totally lost you. I don't know if you're in a hole or I'm in a hole, but I'm just going to let you know I didn't get but about half of that.
How about now?
It may be me. I just drove right down to a hole, but so anyway, got your power supply. What else?
I built a power supply for my Swan old tube radio. And the power supply survived for the most part. I had to rebuild a lot of it. But the glass fuse, the 10 amp glass fuse was reduced down to carbon dust.
Did you get anything else in the power supply?
Well, not. The capacitors were all good. You know, it's a high voltage power supply, so everything was there to take the shock, I guess. The fuse took the brunt of it, and the fuse holder. And then stereo got wiped out, TV, but for the most part, it was that answering machine and that power supply.
Just kind of an inconvenience, I guess. But, you know, you all right, man. You got to keep an eye on that kind of stuff. I got a pretty good setup up there at the deer camp, and I try my best to keep an eye on things and keep it. And so far I haven't had any issues, but I know eventually it's going to get me.
A lot of power in those strikes. Yeah, I did have to bypass that power going out to that garage, that one buried Romex that was burned and shorted. Probably what saved a lot of stuff.
Yes.
That one didn't take a big hit, but it didn't. It survived it. And then going through it, I repaired what was already wrong with it, so the radio is now sitting on my desk upstairs. Just need to do a few things to it.
Oh, how old is the radio?
It was built in the late 70s, and I got a second Swan that I'm working on, a 6-meter rig. That's almost as old as me. That was manufactured in 68, and dang, it just one problem after another in that thing.
I'm going to the Waynesville Ham Fest this year. This will be my first Ham Fest. I'm relatively a new ham, and I can't wait to get up there and kind of see, you know, what's going on. I need a few things, so I'm hoping I can pick some stuff up there.
Be able to. There's probably people just raring to get out and sell their junk. N6 CLX variety. I'm learning about these older radios. When they say old resistors, boy, those old carbon resistors turn into junk. They're having to replace basically every one of them.
NUE for station ID. Yeah, I know. And when you look and flip the things over and you see how everything's soldered together, I mean, it looks like a big jigsaw puzzle, you know? I mean, nothing's circuit board laid out or solid state configuration or anything like that. I mean, it's just, okay, well, let's solder this lead way over here, and then that don't matter what it crosses over. Let's just, you know, do what we got to do to get it working.
It's a 6-meter rig, so it's VHF, so you got to be careful of lead lengths and components, where components go. And, it, you know, of course, it's tube, so you're talking about higher voltages and higher current, so you got to worry about all the high wattage and matching everything just right. I've got the receiver working fairly well. I've had to rebuild the oscillator section. The oscillator multiplier tube was, and that was a mess. And it came down to a couple resistors that were, that, you know, where you test them and they would be fine, and then you put some heat on them and they would go way out of tolerance. So, working my way through it. This is old stuff. This is old new stuff for me. This is what I grew up on, N6 Celic.
My aunt, yesterday, the old home place is still up here. I'm trying to talk her out of great-grandma's old shortwave radio. They had a countertop model that they got through the war with. It's still sitting up there in the house. I'm not sure who made it or whatever. I just remember listening to it as a young kid. But I'm trying to get my hands on it because I kind of want that to be my first project, you know.
Oh, you, I get it. Let me tell you, there have been many an evening where I was tempted to take that radio and just smash it into bits.
You learn, and that's, you know, learning is not a bad thing at all, man. You just have to be patient, take your time with it. It's worth it.
Now, the deal is, this older stuff, you know, components are tough to find. If you have a bad interstage transformer, like an IF transformer, I don't know where you'd find them, you know, exact one, I mean. So then you get pretty good at doing Band-Aid work and doing with what you got.
Instead of dealing with replacing the actual component, maybe you can try to figure out what the signal's supposed to look like and use modern stuff to just feed it whatever signal it needs. I mean, I've never worked on tube radios before, but maybe that would work. I'm not sure.
Transformers appear to be good. They're all tuning right. I've had a couple problems. Some of the ferrite's gotten old and permeability's changed, so a couple of the coils I had to pad with some more capacitors to get them to tune correctly. But luckily, like I said, I grew up with this stuff. Just the problem is, I have all the instruments that, you know, you either have time or you have money, but I never seem to have both.
My wife was talking about that the other day when we were first married, and I've been married for 26 years, I think. We didn't have a lot of money, and now that we're, you know, in our 50s, we still don't have a lot of money, but we're comfortable, and I want the time. I'd rather have the time.
Got laid off at the job last year. I got this one. Pays a little less. And I barely notice it because, you know, I'm home every night.
Yeah, well, I'm retired military. I don't have a job I go to every day. I just kind of take care of my family. I got some family members that are sick. They're scattered all out, all over the place. So I go keep an eye on them, you know, 2 or 3 days a week, and then go back home, keep an eye on my dad, and just, you know, just try to keep a check on everybody.
Come to at the end. Preacher said that some time ago, you'd never seen a hearse with a tow and a thing of cash behind it, you know? You'll take it with you.
Exactly right, my friend. You do not.
Oh, My wife, every time I get some new radio toy, my wife says, what am I going to do with this when you're gone? And I just finally one day I said, dump them in the hole with me.
Yeah. I can't. Keep on, Daddy. We're going to put you in the nursing home. So, and I just tell them, well, you know, when that day comes, y'all go right ahead, do what you got to do. But right now, I don't have to worry about that. So I'm gonna get it while I can.
Getting old's fun. It's a pain, but it's fun at times. Well, Chad, I'm here at work. Thanks for the ride, and hopefully I'll catch you on the way back home. M6CLX, I'll be clear on your final.
M6CLX, 7-3s to you, sir. You have a blessed day. It was a pleasure talking to you, and try to have a good attitude today and get through the day so you can get on back home. This 7-3s to you, sir. I'm clear.
K2RCL, N02R. Tom, you on this morning?
HKX, calling KO4RCL. You still there?
Patrick, I am on here.
Taking me into the net there Tuesday night.
No problem. No problem at all.
And for the wife, she had a tooth pulled Tuesday and was in some pain, so I had to go to get some stuff for her. And was at a place I couldn't check in when it was going to be my turn.
No worries. I didn't mind doing it. How's she doing now?
A little better. She's back at work today, so hopefully she don't overdo it.
Here that I got her in and got it took care of. Now it's just a little bit of recovery. And she'll be good as new, putting up with you.
Best part of her day.
Somehow I don't think she'll agree on that, do you?
So I'm standing there.
I'm gonna do too. Wait till I'm gone, then be like, oh my god, I don't know how I put up with him.
Doing this morning.
Finally got a new load of materials delivered in over here to his job in Edmond, so I'm headed over here and work inside in the air conditioning and see what I can get accomplished today. I'm doing cabinets and breakfast bar and everything in there, trying to get all of it framed out and ready for countertops to go on it.
That's a good day to be in the air conditioning.
Yesterday was not a good day to be outside. It was humid. Oh, goodness gracious.
I think Monday was the worst day for me, though, so far this week.
Yeah, Monday wasn't the greatest day for sure. I think I was marrying all the cabinets together Monday and then trying to get materials and stuff ordered, and they couldn't get them out there until Thursday or Wednesday, so I ended up off Tuesday and Wednesday, but I spent all day yesterday working on that antenna mast.
You were so hot up and down that ladder.
Well, it wasn't no fun, but at least by the end of the day, I got it all done.
Good. It really looked clean the way you did it.
Yeah, I built that arm for my dipole. It's supposed to be in, I think, today. I hadn't checked the shipping on it yet. It was still in Georgia yesterday, so hopefully it'll be in today. And once I put it up, I realized that I couldn't remember the measurements on that little mast for the VHF antenna, and ended up, I made the one for the HF antenna longer, so it was going to interfere with my VHF antenna. So I took it down and rebuilt it to make it taller, so now I'm sitting about 42 feet on it.
Pretty good. I'm going to have to find me one of them telephone poles somewhere.
As far as worked out pretty good. It's a little aggravating to work on it up there at the top. I mean, standing on the ladder, but at least I've got the roof of the house right there adjacent to it, so I can use it too. But yeah, it was interesting. Once I finally got it up there, the wind was blowing a little bit, and I kept having to hold on to stuff, but Once I got everything bolted in and come in, I checked the standing waves on the antenna, and I'm at like 1.38 on that antenna, so I definitely ain't gonna complain.
That's pretty good.
To the wireman and picked up some RG8X, and I've got it run for my HF. Go ahead and put the ends and stuff on it. So really all I got to do is get the HF antenna pulled up there and then run the leads out on both sides to get them anchored. And hopefully I'll be ready to test in tune.
Put it on a pulley system where you can just pull it up and down from the ground?
Sure, I figured once I climbed up there one time to put that stuff up, I didn't want to climb up there again. I want to be able to work from the ground. Gravity seems to keep pulling me back to that location.
Hey, I'm getting in a bad spot up here, so I'm going to clear out and let you get back to Tom. Good to talk to you again. Thank you for checking me in, KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, I just pulled in over here at Inman, so I'm going to jump in here and see what I can get accomplished for the day. And you have a wonderful day. Hope things go smooth for you. And I'll say 73s in K2RCL. I'll be clear.